Tonight, if you have your Bibles, amen, we're in the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, and we're starting at verse 1. We're starting Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. The Word of God. Tonight we titled our message, Offer God Only Your Best Sacrifice.
Yes.
A son, he honors his father, and a servant honors his master. If then God is saying, if I being a father, where is mine honor? Amen. Now that is a question that the Lord God Almighty asked the Jewish nation. He says that all children, the son will honor his dad, amen, the servant will honor his master. Yeah. And if I'm God, amen, and I'm your father, then where's my honor?
Right.
Amen. And if I be a master, where's my fear?
Yeah.
Amen. And saith he, the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priest. He's speaking to the anointed ones. He's speaking to the royal priesthood. He's speaking to the Levitical priesthood. And he said to these priests, amen, he says, where's my honor? Amen. The Lord of hosts says, where is my honor? And he says unto them, that you despise my name. Right. Amen. The name Jehovah, the name Yahweh, the name the great I am. Yes. Amen. The Almighty, the Lord God, He which is, which was, which always will be.
Yes.
The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the only true God. The God who brought the Jews out of Egypt. The one who parted the Red Sea. The one who led them by a cloud by day and a fire by night. One that drowned Pharaoh and his horses in the sea when they was pursuing the Jews. And yet the Word of God says, now years later, amen, hundreds of years later, He speaks and He speaks to His people and He says, where's my honor?
Yeah.
Amen. Have I not done good to you? Have I not been a great and a wonderful God? And did I not keep my promises? Did I not bring you into the promised land?
Right.
Did I not give you a land of milk and honey? Did I not, amen, to cast out those before you, the wicked, the ungodly,
yeah.
And you was able to go in and possess the land. You was possessed vineyards that you never sowed, amen. You put houses you never built, amen. And yet now, where's my honor?
Right.
Where's my honor? Why do you despise my name?
Amen.
And the Lord says, you will say to me, wherein have we despised thy name? The Lord says, you have polluted bread upon mine altar. You have offered polluted bread upon my altar.
Right.
Amen. Now think of this. We know in the Old Testament, amen, that there was a temple built. We know that Solomon built this wonderful temple unto the Lord. Amen. That they could offer up sacrifices unto our God. And we know that there was a shewbread that was offered unto the Lord daily. But here, the Word of God says, you've been putting polluted, molded, old, rotten bread upon my altar. Amen. And you say, and wherein have we polluted thee? And then they look and say, Lord, where have we polluted thee? And in that you say, they look at the Lord and say, the table of the Lord is contemptible.
Mm.
They're saying, amen, we don't have to offer God our best. We don't have to honor that which is pure. Amen, that which is holy. Amen. And they have been contemptible. They've said that the table of the Lord was contemptible.
Mm.
And the Lord says, you offer the blind for sacrifice.
Mm.
Is this not evil?
Amen.
Amen. And you offer the lame. And the sick, is this not evil? He said, now offer this unto your governor and see if he'll be pleased with thee. Or offer it to, amen, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, that you have to bring a lamb without spot, without blemish. Amen. To bring up and to offer unto the Lord a yearling. Amen. 1 year old. God gives specific, amen, directions of what He would accept, amen, as a sacrifice. But yet the people didn't bring their best.
Right.
They would find the sick and the weakly, amen, in their herds and offer unto God that which is sick and it's evil. And the Lord says, now, you're offering that to me.
Hmm.
You try to go and offer that to the governor. You try to go and offer that to the king.
Right.
Amen. Will they be pleased with you? Will they accept your person? Hmm. Israel offered the blind, the lame, and the sick at God's altar.
Hmm.
Listen to this, folks. Israel profaned God's name and polluted God's altar. You may be seated. Amen. I like y'all standing. Amen. People don't sleep hardly when they're standing. Praise God. Israel offered the blind.
Amen.
The lame and the sick. Israel profaned God's name and they polluted God's altar. Israel snuck at God's altar. They just put their head up and they was rebellious. Amen. They were stiff-necked. And they just snuffed at the Lord's altar. And they were proud. They were rebellious. They were arrogant. Against the sacrifice of God. Amen. Therefore, God spoke to Israel Malachi 1 verse 10. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept any offering at your hand. Now, folks, we got to offer ourselves a living sacrifice unto God.
Right. Yes.
Our bodies, amen. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you would present your body a living sacrifice,
right,
holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yes.
And here the Lord is making a pronouncement of judgments against Israel, and he says, I will not accept this offering.
Mm.
For from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. You hear this?
Amen.
Amen. The people that didn't call me by my name, the
right,
people who weren't my people, are going to become my people.
Right.
Amen. That which was nothing is going to become, amen, the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because Israel refused God, amen, the Lord says, I will turn into the Gentiles.
Yes, God.
Yep. Amen. I thank God for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I praise God for it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That he will turn to us. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering.
Right.
For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. God was causing his people, amen, he was rebuking them, amen, and he was causing them to jealousy, amen, because of their sins. Then the Lord would speak and say, I'll turn to another. Amen. I'll go to another. Therefore I have no pleasure in you. But my name, what is his name? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That name above every name. My name shall be great among the Gentiles. Not only did Israel refuse Jehovah God, amen, they refused the Son Jesus Christ when he came, amen,
amen,
and offered himself a sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, amen, a sweet smelling savor in the nostrils of God Almighty, amen. They refused the Father, they refused the Son.
Amen.
Amen, which is blessed forever and ever.
Yes.
Amen. Let us, the Gentile people, that have become God's chosen, that have been born again of God's Spirit, having been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, this is a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Yeah. This is a miracle of all miracles. Amen. The miracle of being born again, the miracle of God living in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Our bodies become the temple of the living God. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful thing God has given us.
Amen.
Give your best. Give our best every day to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For we are all laborers together with God.
Amen.
You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, know you not that your bodies, amen, are the temple of God, if so be. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Yeah.
Only if the Spirit of God dwells in you. The Word of God tells me, if you have not God's Spirit, you are none of His.
Right.
He was very bold. Amen. Paul was bold when he spoke these words. That's not, amen, to criticize others, but it's to cause them to be provoked at jealousy that they want to have what we've got.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That they desire to have, amen, this Holy Spirit, God in us.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Praise God, without the Spirit, you're none of His.
Right.
If that
right.
same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you,
right.
it'll quicken, give life to your mortal body.
Right.
Amen. You're sealed by the Holy Ghost to the day of redemption.
Yeah.
The Word of God says, don't let any corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Right.
Amen. But only that which is good for edifying,
right.
that it may minister grace unto the hearers,
yeah.
and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
Whereby you're sealed to the day of redemption.
Yes.
That Holy Spirit has sealed us, amen, that we will come out of that grave.
Amen.
That same amen as Jesus rose from the dead, the Holy Ghost quickened him, it's going to quicken us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, the Word of God says, for we are laborers together with God.
Right.
Now, can you imagine that God has counted us worthy to be laborers with Him? You are God's husbandry. Amen. God's building. Praise His holy name. Husbandry. If you would have a vineyard, amen, and one would care for that vineyard, amen, the Lord had a husbandry, amen, to go in and take care. I think about Adam. Amen. He created Adam, hallelujah, and he told him to go, amen, and take care of the garden.
Amen.
Think of that. That was his job. He had a job. He was to look over the paradise of God. Amen. Now, wouldn't that have been a wonderful thing to be in a beautiful garden of Eden, amen, and you'd be there to just dress it.
Amen.
Amen. Just to take care of it. Perhaps that'll be like the new earth might be, that maybe God will allow us to take care of it. Amen. Wouldn't that be wonderful to be able to take care of, amen, I can't, the heavens, the earth, the beauty of what God has created. Amen. And we'll be able to work with Him. Amen. Offer God only your best sacrifice.
Amen.
Offer God only your best. 3:16 says, know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. 6:15 says, know you not that your bodies are the member of Christ? Shall we then take the members of Christ and unite them with the members of a harlot?
Come on, man.
God forbid. The Word of God says in 1:12-13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Right.
Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God gives us many revelations. Amen. The Word of God says in 1:12-27, now you are the body of Christ, and your members in particular.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Word of God says, amen, I will show you a mystery, that even as a husband is unto his wife, so is Christ to the church. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, that no man yet hateth his own flesh, but he loves it and nourish it, even as Christ the church. Amen. Adam said, for this cause a man shall leave his mother and father, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, saith the Lord. And then the Word of God says, amen, that Jesus Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. And where we become one flesh with our wives, amen, the Bible says that when we're joined to Christ, we become one spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
We become one spirit when we're united with Christ. Amen. Apostle Paul spoke, amen, in Corinthians, and he said, amen, I have espoused you to even one husband. Amen. Espoused means to be engaged to. Amen. So think about what God has for us. Amen. Give God only your best.
Amen.
Israel sinned. They turned from the Lord. They didn't show respect unto God. They didn't honor Him as God. They didn't give Him their very best. Not even speaking about their very best was themselves. Mm. Amen. They only had to give sheep, goat, offerings. Amen. But you know what? We give God ourselves.
Yes.
Know you not? Amen. That this body has been bought with a price.
Right.
The Word of God says, amen, you're not your own.
That's what it
when
says.
When you come to the Lord, before you come to Jesus, you was a servant of sin.
Right.
You was born in sin. You was conceived in iniquity. You was under the damage, sin unto death. Satan was your father.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we did what we saw our father do.
Right.
Amen. And the Word of God says, but now that we have been born again, what, amen, pride do we have in that which was sin? Now we are ashamed of that life.
Right.
The Bible says, amen, that when we become born again, we're no longer the servant of sin, but now we become the servants of righteousness.
Right.
What folks fail to see is when you're set free from sin and death, amen, you're free in Jesus Christ, but you're not your own.
Right.
You have become a servant of righteousness.
That's
now you're
right.
Supposed to be a slave to righteousness.
Yes.
Amen. You don't do what you want to do. Amen. You've just changed masters.
Uh-huh.
And praise God, you've changed from death to life.
Right. Oh, amen.
Amen. But we've got to realize and understand that this body's not our own. That's the confusion. People think they're their own and they can do what they please.
Right.
That this body is theirs and they'll do with it what they want.
That's right.
But I'll tell you tonight, the Bible says that if you are the temple of God,
right,
and if you defile this temple, Him shall God destroy.
That's what He has.
Destroy. Amen. Once saved, always saved. Not even what the Bible says.
Right.
The Bible says, this body shall God destroy. Amen. Which temple you are.
Yeah.
I've heard it said, amen, that what they're speaking of is that if you were to sin after being born again, it's under your flesh. And God may punish you by letting you die earlier, or He may take your life quicker. Amen. But your soul's safe.
Come on, man.
Now, that's the doctrine. The doctrine is that God can cause your life to be extinguished, this natural life. Amen. But the Word of God, once you tell a person something doctrine like that, they can go and do whatsoever they please. There's no fear of God.
That's right.
Because, amen, they're eternally secure.
Yeah.
But I say to you, the Bible says, amen, that we're in a state of salvation.
That's right.
Amen. Uh-huh. We are in a state of salvation. He that endures unto the end,
right,
the same shall be
saved.
He that endures to the end. Amen. The Bible even tells me, amen, if a wicked man, amen, will return from his wicked ways and do righteously, amen, he will live and not die, and all his wickedness will not be counted against him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But this righteous man has been righteous for many, many years. If he gets puffed up and conceited in his righteousness,
right,
and he decides today that he's going to sin, the Bible says if he is to die that day, he will die lost.
Right.
All his righteousness will not be counted unto him.
Amen.
Because he committed sin,
yes,
he turned from God, amen, and if he's in that condition when the Lord calls, you'll be lost.
Right.
Amen. Offer God unto your best. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's not God is asking some great thing of you. This is only your reasonable service.
Right.
Amen. Now, if the Jews was offering up that which was weak, that which was sick, that which was blind. Now what if we, as amen, the temple of God, what if we the supposed to be offering up this body, what if we were offering up sin? What if we're offering up damnation? What if we're let this body get corruptible?
Right.
Amen. I'm talking about in the filth of the world.
Amen. Right.
Are we offering God our best sacrifice? Or are we doing the exact same thing the Jews did, and we're offering the lame, the maimed, the blind,
right,
the sick?
That's good. Right.
Amen. Now, all my righteousness is as filthy rights.
Right.
Amen. It's not by my goodness, but it's by His Spirit.
Yes.
I understand by the Word of God that the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, remitted my sins. I understand by the Word of God, amen, that when the Lord looks upon us, born-again Christians, if He sees the blood covering us, that blood will be counted unto righteousness. It's not us, it's what God sees of Himself.
Yes.
Amen. What if you were to step out of the covering of the Lord?
Right.
The Word of God says that if you were to sin after being born again, after having to taste the gift of the Holy Ghost, if you were to willfully sin, amen, then the blood of Jesus Christ will be of none effect to you.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. The Word of God, and this is a tough one, the Word of God says that once having tasted of the power of the world to come and partaken of the Holy Ghost, if you were to fall away, amen, it would be impossible to renew it unto repentance. Amen. And I read that and said, oh dear God, everybody I know has slipped up and fallen short since they've been saved, and you said you can't renew it because it says you crucify Christ afresh.
Right.
And you put Him to an open shame. Amen. You're saying, amen, that the blood of Jesus didn't do the job.
Right.
I studied that out, brethren, amen, and I saw it, and I've seen other scriptures where the Bible says that he would say he has no sin as a liar and the truth's not in him, but if you'll confess your sins to Jesus Christ, He'll be just to forgive you.
Yes.
I don't tell you this that you would sin, but if you were to sin, amen, we have an advocate with the Father,
yes,
the Lord Jesus Christ the righteous,
yes,
and He will forgive us our sins.
Yes.
Amen.
There is a difference of being overcome in a temptation than to deliberately sin.
That's right.
To willfully sin.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. I believe by the Word of God that when a person repents of their sins, amen, and dies out the sin to the Lord, and when they're baptized into His name, amen, and they're buried with Jesus, and according to Romans 6, they come up out of water a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old man was put to death in the baptism. Amen. We come forth a new creature.
Amen.
And therefore, how many times can a person be born again? The Word of God says what's born from my mother's womb in the natural, that's what's born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Jesus said, marvel not at sin to thee, except a man be born again of the water and the spirit, he can't enter into heaven.
Right.
Amen. And if I've been born again of the water and the spirit, praise God, how many times can that take place in my life? In other words, if I were to backslide, amen, if I were to backslide, amen, would I come back and go and redo my works again and go and be baptized again for remission of my sins? I would be saying, amen, that the Word of God was of none effect, that what the Bible says took place did not take place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I was backslid for 8 years. And when I came back to the Lord, praise His holy name, amen, I told Him I was sorry.
Amen.
And I believe by the Word of God that He remitted those sins.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I did not go back to the water. Right. Now, I'll say unto you, I know that people rededicate their lives. I know there's folks that's been out of church, and they'll come back, and they want to be baptized again because they want to have that connection with God. They feel they're lost. Amen. I can't find in the Scriptures where it says it's a sin, but they got to understand. They're not being baptized for remission of sins again.
That's right.
They're just wanting to rededicate themselves to God. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's a personal thing between them and the Lord. But I would always express to them, I'm not baptizing you again because I didn't think the Word of God did what it said it would do the first time.
That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
That blood out of Jesus Christ, it does what it says it'll do.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I said it'll do what it says it'll do.
Right.
Offer God only your best. Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love, as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice unto God for a sweet smelling savor. Amen. When those blood sacrifices was offered up to God, the sheep and the goats and the bulls and those things, amen, and they burnt the carcass, that aroma and that smell rose up into heaven.
Yeah.
And the Bible says it was a sweet smelling savor in the nostrils of God. Amen. And Jesus Christ himself, he offered himself as a sacrifice.
Right.
Amen. With love. And he sacrificed, amen, for us.
Right.
The just for the unjust.
Amen.
The godly for the ungodly. The sinless for the sinner.
Right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ gave God his best.
Yes,
yeah.
This is what we're talking about. Offer God only your best sacrifice. Jesus Christ gave God his best. Jesus gave his very life through the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise. By Jesus Christ, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually.
Yes.
That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God's name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sacrifice of praise.
Right.
Amen. This people, they worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Right.
Amen. But not us. Amen. Plus, we got the Holy Spirit in us. We worship God and give praises unto God, and God's Spirit will cry out, Abba, Father.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We give God, amen, of our heart.
Amen.
Continuously. Continuously giving him the praise, the fruit of our lips. In 1 Peter 2:1-5, the Word of God, Peter speaks and says, therefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and all envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Have you not tasted of the Lord that He's good? Have you not tasted of the things of the world of life to come? Amen. God is precious and God is gracious. Amen. If you have tasted, to whom coming as unto a living stone? Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. The apostles and the prophets, amen, is the foundation. Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. And he is a living stone. And we are lively stones. We are built up a spiritual house. Now, you talk about a royal and a holy priesthood.
Right.
Amen. Over in the Old Testament, under the law, amen, with the temple and the sacrifices, all that was just a shadow of the true. Amen. We fulfill all that. We are the true temple of God.
Yes.
Think of this. We are a holy priesthood. The Levitical priesthood has nothing on us.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Now, I'm going to tell you, what does God love? Amen. The Word of God says that God loves obedience.
Right.
Amen. He wants obedience more than he wants sacrifice.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants, amen, us to obey, amen, more than the fatted ram. More, amen, than any of those things in the Old Testament. God wants our worship. He wants our obedience. And therefore, amen, we're built up a spiritual house.
Right.
A holy priesthood. And we're offering up the best sacrifices, Josh. Think of this. Spiritual sacrifices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Spiritual sacrifices. Amen. We refrain from fornication.
That's right.
We refrain from adultery.
That's right.
Amen. We refrain from the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, you talk about a sacrifice. We crucify this body every day.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. We're putting this body to death every day.
Every day.
We choose every day.
Right.
Whether we're going to serve God or we're going to serve Satan.
Right.
No man can have two masters. You can't serve both God and the devil.
That's right.
Amen. Out of one well, you don't get sweet water, amen, and salt water. And a good tree does not bear bad fruit, and a bad tree does not bear good
fruit.
Yeah. Amen. You shall be known by your fruit. Hallelujah. So we offer up spiritual sacrifices to God.
Amen.
God gave His best, His only begotten Son.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God offered us the best sacrifice. God looked for a man, amen. God said He looked, He wanted to find a man, amen, that could be a mediator between God and man.
Amen.
He looked and He could find none.
Right.
There wasn't one righteous, no, not one.
Right.
Therefore, God prepared Himself a body,
yeah.
Amen, and God came, and He became the mediator of the New Testament.
Yeah. Right.
He made the best sacrifice. Amen, and just begin to realize what God has done for us.
Amen.
Folks, we're only one breath away from eternity.
Yes.
We're only one breath away and we can enter into the presence of the Lord God.
Yes, amen.
For I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor principalities, nor angels, nor things present, nor things to come, height, nor depth, nor any other creature could separate me from the love of God,
amen,
which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For me to be absent from my body is going to be present with the Lord.
Right.
Death isn't going to separate me from God.
Right.
Death, amen, is going to separate my body from my soul. Amen. My fleshly body is going to go back to the earth. Amen. And that which is corruptible is going to, amen, rot away. But my soul is going to be with the Lord.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. I believe just as Lazarus, amen, he was in the bosom of Abraham, will be in the bosom of Abraham in paradise.
Right.
And when, amen, when the Lord comes, when the trumpet blows, the Word of God says, amen, that Enoch saw the Lord coming with 10,000 of His saints.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Think about what I'm saying.
Amen.
Amen. Trumpet's going to sound. We, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Those souls that have died from the time of Jesus Christ's crucifixion down to now, amen, that soul's going to go back to the body where it was buried. But it's not going to be the same body that comes out that was planted.
Amen.
The Bible says, amen, that it had to die, amen, in order to come forth and grow.
Right.
Amen. If Christ hadn't went to the cross, if Christ hadn't died, amen, we would not have salvation.
Right.
But I'm going to be changed.
Right.
Amen. Brother, we have the opportunity, since we have the opportunity, amen, we could be translated like Enoch was and like Elijah was. We could, oh Lord, the chariots of the far, amen, the far of the chariots of Israel. Amen. I just read that the other day. I was reading how wonderful that was.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine when that chariot far came down with horses of fire. Amen. I wonder if those things were alive. Amen. Everything we know about is the natural inflation, but like this.
Yeah.
But those horses were fire.
Come on.
Yeah. Hallelujah. They came down there and separated Elijah and Elisha.
Yeah.
And caught Elijah up in the whirlwind.
Huh.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be like that for us. We got to get a vision.
Yeah.
Without a vision, the people perish. If you don't believe there's a resurrection, your religion's vain.
That's right.
Amen. If you don't believe that God's going to be able to do what the Word of God says God's going to be able to do,
right,
if you don't believe your body can defy gravity, you're surely not going to go.
Right.
Amen. So we just practice defying gravity along the way. We'll just jump up there. Hallelujah. You may jump up there one of these times. Amen. I'll tell you a story. Hallelujah. This is what us preachers do. I had this dream, Josh. Brittany? I had this dream. I was out in this park. I was a church activity of some kind. But I was way over on this side, and all everybody else was over on that side. And I looked over there, and all at once I saw all the people going up into heaven. And I thought, dear Lord, it's the rapture. And I started running to get over there where all them was at. The time I got over there, they were already up there. And I'm standing here. And so I did, and I jumped as high as I could. And I jumped higher than a normal person could. I jumped, but I fell back down to the earth. Oh, God, I said, Lord Jesus. And I jumped a second time. And I jumped higher in this house. I jumped way up there. But then I fell back down. And I was grieved. And I jumped the third time. And when I jumped the third time, I got as high as I could get. And at the instant I knew I was going to start falling back, I felt an invisible hand grab me by the wrist and yanked me up into heaven. Hallelujah. That was a good dream.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, that was a good dream.
Yeah.
Praise God. So someday I'll tell you something about the ones that weren't so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ones where you can't breathe. And the ones where you think, if I just say Jesus, I can get out of this. Amen. You know, praise God. The Lord, He is good. We appreciate you all tonight. Offering God only your best. That's the thing, folks. I'm not saying we're perfect. But I will say that Paul said, I leave behind the things that are behind.
Yes.
And I press toward the mark for the prize. Not as though I've already attained,
yes,
but I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling,
right,
of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Right.
Amen. The Word says, be you holy and be you perfect as I am perfect. But the Word of God also tells me, amen, there's not one that's sinless. Even Paul said, that great man of God, I believe that we will come into perfection. Mm-hmm. Praise God. When the rapture takes place.
Right.
Because I don't want you to get confused. If a man would get to the place and he thought he was perfect, he wouldn't ask God to forgive him any sins anymore.
That's true. Right.
He'd get in a very dangerous place.
Right.
Beware when you think you stand, lest you fall.
Yeah.
You humble yourself, I'll exalt you in due time.
Right.
If you exalt yourself, amen, He'll abase you.
Yes, He will.
Amen. Now, I'm not telling you this that you would sin. Amen. God forbid. But I'm saying to you, we're in a race.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. We're in a race. And I got my eye on a city.
Yeah.
I got my eye on that city when I was a young man. I got my eye on a city whose builder and maker is God.
Right.
And therefore, as Abraham, I declare, I am a pilgrim in a strange land.
Right.
Amen. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world.
Right.
Amen. If I was of this world, the world would love its own.
That's right.
Amen. But I'm not of the world, brother. Therefore the world hates me. If the world don't hate you, you need to check out your salvation.
Right. Amen.
I mean, that's just how simple it is.
Amen.
Amen. If you're walking hand in hand, you and the world can't tell each other apart.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. You know, there's a... Oh, you're in trouble.
Right.
There's just no doubt about it, because you're not going to change the world.
Right.
That's right.
They'll sure change you.
That's right.
Yes,
amen. Amen. It's those little foxes to get a divine. It's not no big things, it's the little things.
That's right.
And just like Samson, Philistines were upon you. Rise up, shake yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit of God was the only man. He went out and he slew those Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
Until the day he jumped up, he shook himself, and the Spirit of God had departed from him.
Mm-hmm.
What a horrible thing.
Yes.
To find yourself when you need Christ the most.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't there.
Amen.
Oh my. Oh my, let's stand. Love. Love cover a multitude of sins. Now, Jesus Christ loves us. But He is also, amen, a God of judgment.
Amen.
Because He loves us, He wants us to be saved.
Right.
He is not going to condone sin. He's not going to wink at sin.
Right.
Amen. The soul that sins shall surely die.
Right.
We have to be in a repentant state of mind. I like that, a repentant state of mind. Hallelujah. Think about what I'm saying. Praise God. To be on the safe side. Think of that.
Yes.
King David said he prayed to ask the Lord to forgive him his unknown sins. He did it. Just in case I didn't.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Just in case.
Yeah.
Keep yourself humble just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It's hard to be humble. Oh, yes. Praise God. When you feel the power of God come upon you.
Amen.
What I'm saying is you get excited. You get joyous. Mm-hmm. Amen. You're walking on cloud nine.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. The Lord will put a thorn in your flesh mm-hmm. so He can keep you down where you need to be.
Right. Amen.
Amen. But by this all men shall know you are my disciples,
mm-hmm.
that you have love for one another.
Right.
Have love for one another. If you see your brother sin a sin that's not unto death.
Come on now.
You pray for him.
Yes.
And you can win that brother.
Amen. Yes.
Now, all unrighteousness is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a sin that's not unto death.
Right.
If you can repent of it.
Right.
If you repent of it. Amen. Church, offer your best sacrifice.
Amen.
Yourself.
Right.
Yourself. That's it. It's not your money.
That's right.
It's not your possession.
That's right.
It's yourself.
Yeah.
Christ didn't die for your possessions. Christ died for you.
Right.
So you got to offer the Lord 100%. I've heard preachers preach got to give him 100%, and he ain't going to take 99. And I can start counting up my percentages. And I said, and oh God, I don't know how I'm ever going to do it. Because I can't measure up to this, Lord Jesus. My spirit's willing, but my flesh is weak.
Right.
And therefore, I want to encourage people. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
God's on our side. God did not die as His Son, Jesus Christ, amen, for vanity. He didn't die for nothing. He's not up there with a hammer getting ready to punch you on top of the head and taking pleasure in seeing you lost. The Bible tells me that God does not take pleasure in one soul being lost. God don't have pleasure in seeing the wicked die.
Right.
Think about what I'm saying. He wants us all saved.
Right.
And therefore, Jesus spoke to His disciples when they looked and said, "Would you want us to rain fire down out of heaven, call fire down out of heaven, kill these Samaritans?" Amen. If Jesus said, "Yeah, go ahead," then who would poor Philip have preached to win the Samaritans? They'd all been dead. Amen. But Jesus rebuked them and said, "You know not what spirit you're of."
Right.
I didn't come to destroy the world, but the world might be saved through me.
Right.
Amen. And that's for us now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I tell you, it's going to be our countenance. It's going to see seeing Jesus in us. Amen. By love that you're going to get people to come in.
Yeah.
Now, praise God, we can get them in here, brother. And we can get them saved and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost and fire and all that. Amen. Then, look out. If they got the right spirit about them, then can you take a little chastisement? Can you take a little rebuke now? Let's see what you got.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And if you instruct a wise man, he'll be the wiser.
Yeah.
Amen. If you try to instruct a fool, Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, in order for us to give our best sacrifice, I would have to say, well, we must have to live holy.
Yeah.